It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, educator Lori Fisher and technical editor Kira Pace. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. Happy Pride weekend. We do hope you're having a lovely weekend. And we do hope part of that weekend will include us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. That's very, very important. We love to hear from you. We really do. And we would love you to call. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number. 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. This is a quiz show, so we want you to be part of it. And we do hope to hear from you momentarily, but we'll be giving you questions on many different subjects, and we do hope you enjoy that. Also want to remind you, you can contact us by email. We prefer you call, but email is okay too. And that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And of course, this being sadly the last week that our wonderful Joanne is going to be here, at least on a regular basis, she will be putting up the podcast as usual, doing her fine job, thanks to Joanne Marr. And that will be at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. That would be much appreciated. And all right, just to remind you once more, 415-841-4134, or toll free, 866-798-8255. I know there's plenty of temptation out there to talk about politics, but save it for another show, okay? Please, not that we don't feel strongly about it, but it's a quiz program. So, all right, we're going to start with the round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Since she was excused from jury duty yesterday, the only serving Kira Pace was required to do this week involved talent, uniqueness, charisma, and nerve, though not exactly in that order. What are we referring to, may I ask?
Jury duty. along with all of us on the show, Lori Fisher wants to recognize Joanne Marr for all the technical perfection she brings to the phones, broadcast, and podcast of Minds Over Matter, and also to acknowledge her incredible run of correct answers week after week. We all wish her a well-deserved and very happy retirement.
We do. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, now knows what happens when you put black robes on six piles of Jell-O.
That's right.
We do.
All right.
That wasn't political.
All right. And we're going to begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
Okay. I have a lead-in question followed by a list. And here's the lead-in. Alan W. Livingston created him, and Pinto Colvig was the first person of many to portray him. Who is this character, and what record company used him as a mascot?
Was it the RCA Victor dog?
No. Right. I think, wasn't his name like Nipper or something like that?
Yeah, you're right.
Nipper. Like that. Yeah.
Well, I know Pinto Colvig did a lot of voices for Disney. I'm just trying to think which one would be a mascot.
Sure. So again, Alan W. Livingston created him, and Pinto Colvig was the first person of many to portray him. Who is this character, and what record company used him as a mascot?
Pinto Colvig was also the voice of one of the seven dwarves. Any relation to that?
No.
All right.
Okay. So we're looking for the record company that has a like animated, you know, logo symbol kind of thing, right?
No.
Oh no. What are we looking for?
The character created by Alan.
The character. Okay. But who was a symbol for a record company, right?
Yes, was used as a symbol for a record company. Yeah. So while you're thinking about that, I will. I'm going to give you some names, and I would like you to tell me what they are also known as. So here we go. The first one, Rupert Pupkin. Rupert Pupkin. Number two, Hank Hill. Number three, Lee Stetson.
Stetson,
like the hat. Mm-hmm. Number four is Doug Heffernan, H-E-F-F-E-R-N-A-N, Doug Heffernan. Number five is Matthias of Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. Number six is the group name of Steve Harvey, Bernie Mac, D.L. Hewley, and Cedric the Entertainer. I would also like you to tell me Howard Stern's self-anointed title and the club in which Danny Fisher performed. So some quick rearrangement here on my sheet.
So I'm guessing there's a theme that connects these. Would that be true?
So I will. I'll read through these again. So Rupert Pupkin, Hank Hill, Lee Stetson, Doug Heffernan, Matthias of Akkad, the group name of Steve Harvey, Bernie Mac, D.L. Hewley, and Cedric the Entertainer, Howard Stern's self-anointed title, and the club in which Danny Fisher performed.
The word is king you're looking for.
The word's king.
Yeah.
And Rupert Pupkin is the...
Spoiler.
He was Robert De Niro's character in... What was the date of the King of Comedy?
The King of Comedy, yeah.
That's right. Rupert Pupkin, King of Comedy.
And the Steve Harvey group, I think, are the Kings of Comedy.
Not quite.
Okay.
The original Kings of Comedy, I think.
Original Kings of Comedy.
Right.
And Hank Hill must be King of the Hill?
He is King of the Hill.
All right. And Lee Stetson was Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Mm-hmm.
So what else were we missing here? I'm trying to think.
Doug Heffernan,
that name is familiar.
Howard Stern's self-anointed title?
Yes.
The king of all media? Is that it?
He is the king of all media.
Yeah.
And is Danny Fisher's club? I don't know.
That I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's the, what was it? The something of Akkad?
The matters of Akkad. Yes, Matthias of Akkad. And
Matthias.
And I'll go ahead and add Melvin Belly.
Melvin Belli.
King of Torts.
Is it Belli?
Yeah, it's Belli. He's the King of Torts.
All right.
Yeah.
He is the King of Torts. That is correct. He is.
Yeah. Local lawyer, for those who remember.
All right. So the ones we have left, my leading question, Alan W. Mm-hmm. Livingston created him, and Pinto Colvig was the first person of many to portray him. Who is this character, and what record company used him as a mascot? Also, from my list of names, I still have Doug Heffernan, Matthias of Akkad, and the club in which Danny Fisher performed.
Is Doug Heffernan like a businessman, like the king of insurance or something? Is he not in show business? And Dana, how about the king, the guy who did all the voices for Disney? What king character might he have done? It must be in that world.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. Okay, leave it out. And just to remind you, we have some lines open now. If you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And Laura, you go ahead, please.
All right. Well, I am interested in movie titles in which the entire movie title is the name of two characters in the movie joined with the word and or some other word. And they all were nominated or won Best Picture. So, for instance, Thelma Thelma and Louise would count, but wasn't nominated. David and Lisa, films like that would count, but weren't nominated. And even one with nicknames, like there's a film called Little Foss and Big Halsey. That's what the characters are known as. That would count if it was nominated. The King and I would not count. Sons and Lovers would not count. So it's the actual name of characters. In almost every case, they're just joined by one word, and they're all nominated or won for Best Picture. I think there's eight of them.
So like Bonnie and Clyde?
Yes, 1967.
I'm sorry, when you say they're only joined by one word, is the word not always and?
Correct. The word is not always then. In one case, there is no word at all. And if I gave you the others, I'll say one is and the, for instance. And then in two other cases, it's neither. But if I told you, it'd be too big of a hint, believe it or not.
Can we ask how far back this goes?
Yes. They're mostly since the 60s. One of them is before 1940.
All right. And it involves... Yeah.
Joanne just guessed Harry and Tonto. That was not nominated, but a great guess.
And it's only Best Picture? Like, was Jules et Jim, or however that is pronounced, because my French is abysmal. Does that count?
It doesn't, because it was not a great movie, Jules et Jim, I think, but not nominated. It was the best foreign film.
Okay.
Did not make it that, but that would be exactly in the realm.
I didn't know if it also got nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, there was a Deanna Durbin picture called 100 Men and a Girl.
Well, that's more like The King and I, since the name of the character is not 100 Men and her name wasn't the girl. So it'd be the actual character's name. That's more like The King and I, which I'm...
And you don't want Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
I do not, because that doesn't name two characters.
Right. Two characters.
Yeah. Just like Bonnie and Clyde is a perfect example.
Right.
Harold and Maude wasn't nominated for Best Picture.
Harold and Maude was not. It should have been.
It's such a good movie. It's so good.
Yeah.
I feel like it got a script nom, but anyway, not Best Picture.
So. And Ruth Gordon might have been nominated for supporting.
She was nominated for Rosemary's Baby. I don't know if she's nominated for... And one. I don't know if she was nominated for Harold and Maude.
Joanne mentioned David and Lisa, and that was one I mentioned in the intro. Good film, but not nominated. I'll give you a little hint. One of them was nominated twice. One of them was the Best Picture, nominated for Best Picture in two different years with the same exact title, for the same exact work. How's that?
So it was nominated twice, and it was made twice, is what you're saying. And it was nominated for Best Picture each time.
Okay. Two different times.
All right.
One of them won. So that should be in there.
One of them won. Mm-hmm. How about Romeo and Juliet?
That's the twice. Very good. 1938 and then again in 1968.
Okay.
Good. That knocks. Okay. Very good.
Get something
Deadpool,
anyway.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
No. Well, not it deserved yet. It, but not probably not nominated. Did not. I don't know. Are those their real names? They might be. Anyway, so I think we're looking for five.
How about Cries and Whispers, the Bergman film?
Well, those aren't the names of the pictures.
Oh, I thought those are the names of the characters.
The characters, yes.
No? All right, fine.
Deborah cries and Sally whispers, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Give me the exact rules one more time. Is it just, it's two names and then a single word in the center?
Well, one time it's two words. It's and the. Right?
But the other two, the not ands. Yeah. I'm asking mostly because When Harry Met Sally.
No, that's too many other words.
Too many other words.
Since that door has been open slightly, how about Kramer versus Kramer?
That's it. That's the versus. That's the one I thought would do it. And that's the one that won Best Picture in 1979.
Right.
Kramer versus Kramer. All right, let's leave the rest out there.
Just give the question again.
Yeah, I'm looking for movies that were nominated or won. Well, now we got the one that won for Best Picture, in which the entire title is the two main characters' names connected only by a word, a very short word. We have Romeo and Juliet twice, Bonnie and Clyde, Kramer versus Kramer won Best Picture, And if it was a nickname, the one I gave was Little Falls and Big Halsey, that would count because that's what the characters were referred to during the movie. And there is one of them that's in that category. Very well known. Okay.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Great show. Doug Heffernan thing. Hi, my name. The Doug Heffernan thing, the only thing that I can come up with was the King of Queens character, Doug Heffernan, but that's totally irrelevant.
That's all you needed to come up with, because that's correct.
What was the answer?
I get a bell?
Yeah, you do. Doug Heffernan is Kevin James in King of Queens. He's King of Queens.
Oh, my God gracious. Wow, I can't believe I got a bell. Anyway, support KLW. Now, to the Pinto Colvick. Now, this one's going to trip you guys out. So, Pinto Colvick, the original was Capitol Records. And he was the original Bozo, 1939. He played the voice of Goofy, I believe Goofy or Daffy. And I don't remember exactly all the, like you guys are talking about the elves, but definitely was one of the multiple voices for Disney, like Goofy, Daffy. And anyways, anybody got anything on that?
Yeah, well, you had the answer in there. He was the first person to portray and he did it for Capitol Records. So would you like to say it again?
Bozo the Clown.
Bozo the Clown, original. That's right.
So what does that have to do with the...
And, yeah, go ahead, sorry. I'm looking. Sorry, go ahead. I'm just sorry.
I was going to say, did Bozo become a king?
I don't know about that.
No, okay. Feel free to connect them as you will. since you are picking stuff up, do you know the club in which Danny Fisher performed, or Matthias of Acad?
I'm sorry, I don't have that one.
That's okay. You get two bells though. That's pretty impressive.
I love the two bells. I never even thought I would get a bell ever. that's great. So I have one little tidbit though for everybody, and I mean everybody, is that growing up, I had a picture in my bedroom of Pinto Colvick dressed in black and white, and he was dressed in the Bozo costume, and it signed to my dad to my nephew Michael O'Quinn. It was literally my dad's uncle. Was Pinto Colvick. So I actually am a part of the Colvick family.
You are related to Bozo the Clown.
That's right.
I literally am.
Yeah, you're like first nephew once removed or something. Way to go.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but the interesting thing is Minds Over Matter will mind the matter over because I'm actually an adopted child. I just need to share that with everybody. Thank you for listening and support KLW. But no joke. That's a true story right there. And the last tidbit is that picture scared the Jesus because there was the attic door and like the attic was right there and like his picture was right there in the mornings. I'm like, you know, I'm a kid and. As you ever seen Stephen King's It? Oh my goodness gracious! Never mind. Now I'm getting way too out of.
You must be Gen X, and also the generation with all the McDonald's Ronald McDonald parties.
Oh yeah, interestingly enough, yeah. 1980. That's my birth year.
It's just terrifying. It's terrifying.
No, it was beautiful when I heard you guys talk about it, and I was like, I had to call me. I had to.
Great call.
And you guys are great
call.
I mean, seriously, support KLW guys. You guys are great. I just wanted to give you guys that little tidbit. But the only thing that I never understood was which voices in, like, because I always heard and I never recollected, like, I was very adamant about, like, Daffy or Donald Duck. I mean, some of those Disney voices he really took at the beginning of the Disney franchise. And that's what I never, I just never knew which voices that, because he did a multitude of voices.
Well, we'll leave it
a lot.
We'll leave it out, and we have many Disney fans out there, and maybe they can clear that up today.
That's great. You guys are awesome. I enjoy you guys. Keep up the great work, exclamation mark.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Great call. Hall of Fame call.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10. If you'd like to give us a call and with a question of your own or to answer one of ours, please do. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. As I said, you're listening to KALW, our panel today. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, who teaches at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And of course, our engineer is the great Joanne Marr. And this is 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right, let me give you a couple questions here, please. All right. The two busiest airports in the world, I'm looking for what they are. And they're on separate sides of the world, by the way. What are the two busiest airports in the world?
Is one of them Frankfurt?
No.
Okay.
Shanghai?
No.
Go. I'll go with Hong Kong then.
No.
All right.
The two busiest airports in the world are located on opposite sides of the world from each other. What are they? What was the last country to legalize same-sex marriage? It happened this year.
Was that Thailand?
It was Thailand. Okay. You're right. Good. 2025. Good. And where is the most expensive and least expensive state to buy a 24-pack of beer? What is the most expensive state to buy a 24-pack of beer? You know, a case of beer. And they're using Bud Light as the template there. And what is the least expensive state to buy a 24-pack of beer?
I mean, most would have to be Hawaii because they import it, right?
You would think, but no, it's not the case.
Okay. That's what I was going to guess. Okay, for the most expensive, I'll try then Alaska.
Alaska is correct.
All right.
It costs $33 on an average, $33.62 for a case of beer.
For a 24, okay. Now you want the least expensive?
Well, I want the least expensive state to buy a case of beer.
So lots of people produce it. There's Anheuser-Busch companies, like even in Sacramento. So I think that might not matter. Who would have the least tax or the least transportation?
I mean, a lot of the beer is made in Colorado. So I kind of want to guess that, but I don't know.
Go for it.
I don't. It's going to be wrong. So I don't have anything better, though. Colorado.
Not Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a pretty hard question, at least to me anyway. 2016 was the last year that no Best Picture nominee for the Academy Award began with the word the. So no picture nominated for Best Picture in 2016 began with the word the. How many of the nominees can you name? Remember, none of the pictures begin with the word the.
2016. Kara, I'm terrible at years. So
is that La La Land Moonlight year?
It is La La Land and Moonlight.
Well, good. Then I have two, and I'll graciously leave the rest.
All right. So once more, 2016 was the last year. No Best Picture nominee began with the word the. Can you name the nominees? And Kira got La La Land. And what was the other one you got, Kira? Moonlight?
Moonlight.
There you go. All right. And can you name any of the others? And I'm looking for the two busiest airports in the world. They are on opposite sides of the world. The two busiest airports on opposite sides of the world. And what is the most expensive and least expensive state to buy a 24-pack of beer? And they're using Bud Light as an example. We do have the most expensive. Lori got that. That's Alaska, $32.62 for a case. What is the least expensive state?
How about the least expensive Nevada?
Not Nevada.
Yeah, okay.
So for the best pictures, are there, is that one of the years where they had 8 nominees?
Nine, actually.
9. Okay. So there's 7 more.
Yes. Correct. Okay. Ooh. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning, everyone. It's Sparky and Maddie here in the East Coast. How are you all doing?
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello. To the previous caller who had Pinto Koldig and Bozo the Clown, I also had the pleasure of working with one of Pinto's nephews at one of the law firms back in Oakland. And he was right proud of it. He had pictures of Koldig. He also, side note on Pinto Koldig, he also was a bad clarinet player, and he was a very good bad clarinet player. That is, I mean, he could play really bad on purpose. You can understand that.
Tough skill.
Yeah. It's a very tough skill, and he had some wartime recordings of that, so that was rather cool. Meanwhile, Busiest Airport, how about Heathrow?
Not Heathrow, believe it or not.
I can believe that. And least expensive to buy that 24 pack of beer, how about New Hampshire?
Not New Hampshire.
Okay. Well, that is all for us, and we'll listen to you all later. We're done. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Berkey.
We have some emails here. Michael is wondering if McCabe and Mrs. Miller is on your list.
It wasn't nominated. Although it sounds like it should be, I might check on that one. But I don't have it on my list. It'd be a perfect example, but I don't think it was.
And Peter's wondering if Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid is on there.
Yes, that's the one with the nicknames.
All right, there we go.
Very good. Excellent.
Eddie got Kramer versus Kramer.
Good.
That's and the LB was guessing Thelma and Louise, but you kind of mentioned that wasn't on there.
Correct. The right format, but not nominated.
Mershad is ashamed to know that Doug Heffernan was the King of Queens, but
there is no shame, only points were in this case.
Yeah,
all,
don't worry about it. We're all ashamed of many things that come up on the show.
Whatever. Yeah. Nice job, Mershad, for knowing that.
Yes. And Kelly is wishing Joanne a happy retirement. Very good. Thank you very much for that.
Nice.
All right. And Kira, you know, I think it's your turn.
All right. Interestingly, I have the other end of Dana's earlier question. I want to know, what was the first country to recognize same-sex marriage in all of its jurisdictions? And also the first 5 non-European countries to recognize same-sex marriage in all of its jurisdictions. That is an important qualifier, that the entire, like all its jurisdictions, all its holdings, all its constituent countries or similar recognize same-sex marriage. So the first country to recognize same-sex marriage in all of its jurisdictions, and then the first 5 non-European countries to recognize same-sex marriage in all of its jurisdictions.
I think... was it the Netherlands who was the first?
So this is why I had to specify. The Netherlands was the first to recognize it at all, and that was in 2001. However, Saint Martin in the Caribbean does not recognize it, which means that the Kingdom of the Netherlands does not count.
Hmm. And as countries outside of Europe, you said, right? I'm sorry.
So the first one is in Europe. And right. Then I just also asked for the first 5 non-European countries.
Okay.
Several of the first, like say 15, like most of them are in Europe.
Is Canada?
Yes, Canada is the first on the list outside of Europe to recognize the entirety of Canada 2005.
Then I know Brazil and Uruguay, recognize here? Are they
numbers 4 and 5, Brazil and Uruguay, both 2013.
I think Argentina too.
That is number 3, 2010.
All right.
So okay. There's one more non-European among the first five non-European countries to recognize same-sex marriage. So somewhere between Canada and Argentina. And still looking for the first country overall to recognize same-sex marriage in all of its jurisdictions.
Right. Is it Denmark or Belgium?
It is not Denmark, but it is Belgium.
Okay. All right.
2003.
All right. Good. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I'm not sure if I heard this or not, but I'm going to try for the two character name movies.
Sure.
Did yes. Samson and Delilah get mentioned?
It did not get mentioned or nominated, but a great guess.
Okay, and what about David and Lisa?
David and Lisa was mentioned as an example of what would count, but it was also not nominated.
Leah Garchick's favorite film, David and Lisa.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think I may get a bell on 2016. Fences? Okay.
Fences. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Was that nominated?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Thank you. I don't get to listen to you often, but whenever I get you, I love it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Don't forget the podcast.
Happy Pride weekend, Thomas.
Thanks.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We love talking to you, and we'll be here for another half hour or so. So feel free to chime in with a question or answer. That's 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let me just look here. Carlton is wondering if Mexico is one of the countries you're looking for?
No.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, that's a good guess. Meredith is wondering if Fanny and Alexander is one of the movies.
It is not.
Oh.
Boy. What?
Okay, I'm going to check. I'll check after the show. It seems like it should be, but it didn't come up, and I checked twice, but that doesn't mean I didn't miss it. That's on the McCabe and Mrs. Miller checklist.
All right. Mershad is wondering if the least expensive state to buy beer is Texas. And philosophically, that probably makes sense, but it is not Texas. All right. Since we are about halfway through, let's quickly repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Kira, start with you.
All right. I just want to know who Matthias of Akkad is better known as and the club in which Danny Fisher performed. So those two things. And also from my second set, I'm looking for the second non-European country to recognize same-sex marriage in all of its jurisdictions. So we already had Canada, Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay in the top five. We're still missing number two. And that's it.
Is Danny Fisher a TV character?
No.
All right. I'm looking for movies that were nominated for Best Picture. In one case, they won, in which the entire title is two main characters' names, sometimes connected by the word and. We have Romeo and Juliet twice, Bonnie and Clyde, Kramer versus Kramer, which one, and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. All the rest are just two names.
How many are there left?
There are three left, and two disputed, McCabe and Mrs. Miller and Fanny and Alexander. So if you want to check and let me know those, but I have three more on the list, all from the oldest one in 1971, and the other two are in the 2000s. That's all I have.
All right. I am looking for the most expensive and least expensive states in the U.S. to buy a 24-pack of beer. They're using Bud Light as an example. We do have the most expensive, which is Alaska. It's $33.62 a case. I will give you a general idea that the least expensive state to buy a case of beer is about half that price. So, and the two busiest airports in the world, we are looking for those. They are on opposite sides of the world, two busiest airports in the world. And I have 2016 was the last year in which no Best Picture nominee for the Academy Award began with the word "the." No Best Picture of the nine nominees, none of them began with the word "the." So how many of those can you come up with? So far we have Moonlight, Fences, and La La Land, I believe. Yes. So we're looking for the others on that. All right. And Lori, I believe it's your turn as well.
Hey, so this week, the headline in the New York Times was Teen Idol Bobby Sherman died. And then a part of the article, they said in 2005, TV Guide published a list of the all-time 25 greatest TV teen idols. Bobby Sherman was number 8, believe it or not. I am looking for the other 9. So these are all TV stars, all male, because apparently TV idols have to be male. And Joanne immediately got number 1, which is David Cassidy of the Partridge Family.
Wasn't he dreamy?
I believe he was. And feel free to name the TV show, too. I'm looking for 8 more teen idols. Let's have it.
So are these all male, female?
They're all male, all 25. And apparently, I never thought of teen idol as being a gendered category, but apparently it is, at least according to TV Guide.
What would you say the most recent might be? Like, do these go into the 2000s?
No chance. I think I saw all of these in my childhood. So I think there's one maybe in the 90s.
Is it Jared Leto by any chance?
Jared Leto
as Jordan?
Yeah. In My So-Called Life? No, yeah. he did not make the list. Remember, the list was made in 2005. So I don't know when My So-Called Life was. But
in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. There is at least one in the 90s, and that person became a movie star.
He was dreamy, too.
Yeah, I think they're all dreamy.
Huh. So how far back, I'm sorry, did you say how far back we're going?
Well, I think at least a couple of these are in the 50s for sure. And I think the zone of them is the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, good guess. So, yeah, are any of the monkeys on there, the Davy Jones?
Davy Jones is number 9. And he's the only monkey, of course, very good. He was the lead monkey, also the Artful Dodger in Oliver. Looking for a few more here. Heartthrobs.
All right.
Ed Kooky Burns.
Yes, Ed Kooky. I'm impressed you know that.
He was
Ed
a teen Kooky idol? Bird.
Right. He was a teen idol. Sure he was. Kara, what show was he on?
It's like Sunset something or another, right?
77 Sunsets Trip.
Sure. Yeah,
Kooky, let me. My childhood dog was named Kooky because of Ed Kooky Birds. Ed with 2 D's, by the way.
My Number understanding five, is that last. He has a mad pad.
He did.
With wall-to-wall television, does. If memory serves.
That was a good get. So we have David Cassidy, Ed Burns, Ed Kooky Burns, Davy Jones, and Bobby Sherman was the given. We are looking for however many more we have, and they're all completely well-known.
All right. Oh, yeah. Should we give the TV show that they're on, too?
We should definitely say it when we get it. It won't be a requirement.
Did you give the Bobby Sherman show? Because it's Here Come the Brides.
It is Here Come the Brides. Very good. Thank you for that. I did not give that.
So I do want to know, does this at least go into the 80s?
Yeah.
Like, that would be like a... Michael J. Fox.
Kirk Cameron is 19th on the list, and Michael J. Fox is 23rd. So no bells,
How
but they are.
How is Michael J. Fox not beating Kirk Cameron? That's nonsense. That list is nonsense. I call shenanigans on it.
Fair enough. I'll talk to the TV Guide people when I
wish you would. Go.
So one more question about that: Are these all primetime shows, or are some of them fake? For instance, Disney shows or something like that.
They're all primetime scripted shows.
Right. Oh, are you thinking of Kurt Russell?
What show was he on?
I was trying to think if he was on. I guess maybe he was just in all the Disney movies. He wasn't on any shows.
And he didn't make the list, so no Kurt Russell. Sorry.
All right. Okay.
All right. Audience, call in with the Dreamboats.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So let's see. From last time, we talked about Fermi paradox, which was really was what are they about flying saucers? And in fact, I believe, I believe they exist. They exist. Me and my sister, many years ago, we saw some flying over Cairo. Okay, that brings something in mind. So the universe is made out of three components. Real matter that makes us and everything else we see. Dark matter, which we don't see and we don't feel. Mountains of it could be going through your body right now and you don't feel it. And also dark energy. How much real matter of our kind? How much percent? How much percent? How much percent is the dark matter? How much percent dark energy? We also don't see that one. Take a guess. Time's short.
I'll start the bidding at 50%.
Okay, let me give an answer very quickly. Real matter that make everything in the universe that we see, including galaxies, everything, 5%. Dark matter, which we don't see, we don't feel, could be mountains, 26%. Dark energy, 69%. Would you believe that? Would you believe that? So definitely there's something truth to flying saucers. They exist. President Carter saw one. And also President Ford, they exist. I don't believe there's conspiracy from the government to hide them from us, but they do exist. Very last question. I taught and attended many universities across the United States. I'll give you the name of the university and tell me what town is it in. Oklahoma State University. I did, you know, teach at this. What town is it in? Oklahoma State University. Do you know?
Oklahoma State University?
Yes.
Not the University of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State.
Is it not in Oklahoma City?
No. Okay. University of Oklahoma is in Oklahoma City. Now, okay. Oklahoma State University is in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about the University of Florida?
Oh, that is Gainesville.
No, I'm sorry. Florida State Gainesville. University of Florida is Gainesville. How about Florida State University?
That's Tallahassee.
What city?
Tallahassee.
Beautiful town. Beautiful, beautiful town. How about University of Tennessee? Starts with a K.
Knoxville.
And played a big role in creation of the atom bomb because of Oak Ridge Lab very close to them. Okay. How about University of Michigan? Beautiful.
That's Ann Arbor. Well, it depends. University beautiful. Of Michigan, Ann Arbor is Ann Arbor. University of Michigan, Dearborn is Dearborn.
Okay. How about the Michigan State University?
East Lansing.
How about UC Berkeley? Okay. I also taught one last one, National University. I taught there for like 20 years. There was one in the Bay Area. What town it was at and where is it now in the Bay Area?
Don't know.
Did you take a guess? Okay. It used to be in Cupertino, right next to Apple Building, where I taught. Now it is in San Jose. One very last question, which... What is one of the 12 tribe of Israel? Some of your audience like to hear me talking about the Bible, Old Testament, all that. One of the 12 tribes of Israel have an Egyptian mother. Which one? I'll give you a hint. Nope. Joseph? You don't know?
No.
Okay. It's called Manasseh. Manasseh was the son of Joseph with an Egyptian wife. And by the way, Manasseh means in Hebrew, and Arabic, which almost any language, means the one who will forget. He forgot about the cruelty of his brothers. That's what Joseph said. Always a great show. Thank you very much. Everybody, please donate to them. We need them more than ever. KLAW, KPFA, and KQED. We need them all than ever. This will keep us bonded together right now in this horrible, horrible time. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Have a good day. I'm sorry.
Yes. But start with KLW. And okay, so we have some emails here. And this is a great guess, and I'm surprised that none of us thought of it. Though actually, I'm not surprised. Peter is saying teen idol Ricky Nelson would be a logical guess.
Number two on the list.
And I should say that Ellen got that too. And she also guessed George Maharis from Route 66. Nice to hear George Maharis's name mentioned.
You know, he's not on the list. And I don't think he was a teen when he was an idol on Route 66. He wouldn't have been a teenager. So that's probably why he's not on there.
Well, neither was Davy Jones. He was like 50.
Carlton is wondering, well, I have also mentioned Rick Nelson, Sal Mineo, Frankie Avalon, Fabian, Bobby Darin, but all those people were not on TV shows. Not regular TV shows. Yeah.
It's interesting. A number of them were singers. So David Cassidy had a singing career. Ricky Nelson was a singer, Davy Jones, but the ones he just mentioned were either movie stars like Sal Mineo or just, you know, singers. So no, they didn't make the list.
Right. Bill was wondering if, since I mentioned on the show that Istanbul gets the most tourists in the world, does it also have the busiest airport? And of course, that's a very logical way to approach it. But no, it does not have the busiest airport. And so, yeah, okay, let me give you a quick question here. So I am wondering, who is the first openly gay actor to be nominated for Best Actor for playing a gay character in that film? Who is the first openly gay actor to be nominated for Best Actor for playing a gay character in that film?
Want to give us a decade?
No, but you know, we can figure it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. That's a great question. Tara, anything come to mind?
No. I'm figuring that it was 21st century, and I'm just trying to think of. Can you give the question one more time?
Sure. Who was the first openly gay actor to be nominated for Best Actor for playing a gay character in that particular film?
Best Actor.
Okay. Best Actor, correct.
Okay.
So it was somebody in Angels in America who would qualify? I'm asking Kara.
It's not Angels in America, so
okay.
Just so you know.
Was it American or British? Can you tell us that?
I don't think I'm going to say.
All right.
Who
played Daniel? I'm just looking at emails here. Daniel is wondering. So he has a list here. The Hardy Boys, Sean Cassidy, Happy Days, Scott Baio, Ozzy and Harriet, Ricky Nelson, 21 Jump Street, Johnny Depp. I guess that's a good guess.
So go over that list. A couple are on it. Same again?
All right. So I'm just going to read the names rather than the show. Yeah. Sean Cassidy, Scott Baio, Ricky Nelson, Johnny Depp, Luke Perry.
So Scott Baio's on the list, but not in the top 10. But Luke Perry is number 6, and he was on
Beverly Hills 90210.
Right.
So thank you. And Johnny Depp is 4th on the list. He was in 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
Yeah. So 180s and 190s.
Yeah. Okay. And so we're looking for 3 more.
All right. I'm sorry. So back to you guys don't have an immediate guess then. So the first openly gay actor to be nominated for Best Actor for playing a gay character. So, yes.
Should get that. Joanne's guessing Ian McKellen.
Oh, Joanne is correct.
And what's the movie?
Well, I'll leave that out.
Okay. Well, Joanne will probably get that too. This is her day.
Joanne, was it Gods and Monsters?
It is Gods and Monsters, yes.
Oh,
it's
nice.
A good movie.
Yeah. What year?
That is 1998.
Good question.
All right, I'll throw in one more Pride-related question here. This is probably quite easy. Where does the use of the word drag come from?
I mean, it's Polari.
Right, but it's actually an acronym.
I think it's a backronym. I think you'll find it's a backronym.
Meaning it was invented after the word?
Yeah.
The acronym part?
Possible. Yeah. Possible. But it dates from Shakespeare's time anyway.
Yeah.
So just tell me what it is an acronym for, supposedly.
Dress.
Blank a girl, I guess. Like the AG would maybe a girl.
So dressing. Yeah. Something as girl.
Yeah, that's close enough. It's dressed resembling a girl.
Yeah.
All right, good job. All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Ruth calling from Oakland.
Hi, Ruth.
I'm still kind of caught up in the passing of Brian Wilson, and I had a few fun facts that I wanted to run by you guys to see if you can answer for me.
All right.
Okay. What unique instrument did Brian Wilson include in his arrangement, Good Vibrations, long before its more widespread popularity in the popular music business?
A theremin, maybe?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, that's ding. It.
All right. Yeah. That's what Lori was going for, too.
No, that's good.
I know it's popular music, but maybe Dana will get this one. What piece of music composed in 1924 did Brian Wilson love so much that it made him cry as a toddler?
Well, that's interesting.
Was it a Gershwin piece?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, was it Rhapsody in Blue?
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Bells.
Okay.
Good work on the bells.
Here's the last one. What famous cartoon character did Brian Wilson compare himself to?
What about Eeyore?
No
ding.
No bell.
Not Bozo the Clown. I thought maybe he'd make a return.
Oh, I said cartoon.
Cartoon, right?
It's a self-deprecating kind of one of his humble thoughts.
Huh. Is it an A.A. Milne character, though? Is it part of the Winnie the Pooh crowd?
It's vintage, but I don't believe, no, not part of Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
A Disney character?
No.
We need a hint.
Oh, so I guess it's Looney Tunes?
He had a handicap. Or he had an impairment. I don't know the right language. Sorry.
An impairment.
The cartoon character.
One of his senses was compromised.
Mr. Like Magoo?
Rock and Roll's Mr. Magoo was how he described himself.
Interesting.
I thought that was cute. Anyway, thanks for the great show, you guys. I listen all the time.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Take care.
Take care.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. If you want to give us a call, we still have a little bit of time. 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. All right, Lori, do you have a quick question you want to throw in?
I was reading about John Steinbeck this week, and he blurbed one show business memoir. 1957, he wrote the blurb for somebody who had written her show business memoir, and he blurbed it like this. I found it irresistible. It's quite a performance. I bet some of it is even true. It's in 1957. This was on the back of her book, and the book became... I'm looking at the time. The book became both a play on Broadway and a movie.
Oh, is this Auntie May?
It's not.
Or Little Me? No.
Belle Poitrine.
Not Little Me. Yeah, Belle Poitrine.
No, but you're in the right universe.
Oh, Gypsy is about Gypsy Rose Lee.
It is Gypsy. Yeah.
All right.
And Steinbeck knew her a little bit and wrote that. Very good. All right.
So, Lori, on your teen idols list,
yes,
Warren Beatty may be on it for The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis.
That's a great guess, and he was on it, but I don't think he became an idol during that time.
Okay.
Did he? I mean, he was sort of on there as an idol, but no.
Well, before my time.
And who played on Dobie? It was, I forget his name. Remember Dobie Gillis?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not.
Oh, you mean
who
played Dobie Gillis?
Yeah.
That
guy. He's not on the list.
He'll come back to me in a second.
Yeah.
Sandra is wondering if, Dwayne Hickman. Thank you very much.
Dwayne Hickman.
No. Sandra is wondering if Donny Osmond is one of the.
Donny Osmond is shockingly 14th on the list. Nobel.
What about John Travolta for Welcome Back, Kotter?
Yeah. Yes. Yay! Very good. He's third. I'm impressed. Welcome Back, Kotter. Very own John Travolta. Looking for two more.
Oh, what about Joey Lawrence and Blossom? Or is that too new?
Joey Lawrence is 25th on the list, so no.
My, we all have our team.
But this is Kira. This is Kira's wheelhouse.
Joey Lawrence, Blossom.
Kira knows all of these.
I don't know all of these. No, most of these are far too old.
My crush was David McCallum in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. All right.
Also a musician, so it tracks.
What, wasn't his father like the head of the London Symphony?
He was. He was a violinist.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Men.
Hello, is it me?
It is you. Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm Kristen.
Hi,
I wanted to guess the teen idols. Was Michael Landon on Bonanza one of the idols?
No, that's a good guess.
But he was too old, wasn't he?
He wasn't old, but he was.
Well, I guess these aren't actual teen.
I cut his picture out of Teen Magazine 100 times. They would put 100 photos.
Well, we should give her a bow for cutting him out 100 times.
Yeah, right.
Not on the list.
How about, is Clint Eastwood in Rawhide?
No, Clint Eastwood didn't make the list. Probably too old.
How about
hard
Tom
to know.
Selleck in Hawaii 5-0?
Tom Selleck in not
Magnum
Hawaii 5-0. Yeah, right.
Magnum P.I.,
oh,
no.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
There must have been some age limit.
I'm bummed out, but thanks. I love your show. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Right, I'm not sure how they did the age limit, because one of the ones who left, I do not think was a teenager when they made the show, but...
I suspect a bunch of them were teenagers. So.
Yeah, yeah. Like Luke Perry had crow's feet.
Yeah, exactly.
But he did play a high school student, so maybe that's what it mattered.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
He must have been the dumbest person in the world to be held back such a long time. And all right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everyone. So real quick, how about Dubai for the airport?
Yes, Dubai. Ooh. Dubai is one of the two busiest airports in the world.
Yay, yes. Got a bell. And then what Muppet's named after a movie character from an X-rated movie?
Ooh. Oh. Hmm.
Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
He's a terrible name.
No, I don't know.
Is there a Debbie?
Yeah.
No.
Don't know.
It's not the type of X-rated movie you're thinking of. Oscar nominated.
Oh, Ratso Rizzo. It's Ratso Rizzo.
There you go. It's Rizzo. Rizzo the Rat. Very good.
That's wild.
All right. Thanks. Great show.
Thanks, Tom. Adios. Okay. We time to clean up here. Kira, start with you.
Matthias of Akkad is the Scorpion King, and the club in which Danny Fisher performed, Danny Fisher played by Elvis, I believe. That is King Creole.
Oh my goodness! One of our email people had that, and I should have mentioned it.
Nice.
Oh yeah, John had that for King Creole. Sorry about that.
Well, nice job, John, knowing right. King Creole. And then finally, the second non-European country to recognize same-sex marriage in all of its jurisdictions was South Africa.
Oh.
And that is all I had.
All right.
And the teen idols that were missing, we were missing. Richard Chamberlain, who I think that was Dr. Kildare. He was probably not a teen. The other one is Troy Donahue. I forget what TV show he was in, but
Hawaii 5-0? No, not Hawaii 5-0. Yeah. Oh, one of those tropical shows.
Anyway, and the four movies that we are missing, which turns out to be just three now, Nicholas and Alexandra was nominated in 1971, Ford v. Ferrari. 2019, and Frost/Nixon, 2008. Those are the ones with just two characters' names as the entire title. Frost Nixon just has a punctuation mark, interestingly enough. That's all I have.
Okay.
Surfside 6, if it matters.
Thank you.
Thank you
for that. The most expensive and least expensive states to buy a 24-pack of beer, most is Alaska, least is Illinois, $16.43. So hurry up and buy your beer there. Two busiest airports in the world, Atlanta, Hartsfield, and Dubai. We got Ian McKellen. Okay, so the 2016 was the last year, no Best Picture nominee. For the Academy Award, begin with the word the. So the nine are Moonlight, Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, or is it Hell and High Water? Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, and Manchester by the Sea. Manchester by the Sea. So if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our panelists today, Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teaches at Abilene College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and thanks to Joanne Marker, all her great work helping us all these years.